In 2020, when you were talking about unrest in American cities, you said, quote, we have to go by the laws. We can't call in the National Guard unless we're requested by a governor. What changed now? Why is this situation different to not consult with Governor Newsom about this?
Well, the biggest change from that statement is we have an incompetent governor.
We had the same governor back in 2020. You incompetent jackass.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight.
Good Lord.
I got the feeling that something ain't right.
No, it ain't.
I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
I am... From Pacifica Radio in Los Angeles, this is the broadcast as heard on KPFK 90.7 FM in LA, 98.7 in Santa Barbara, 93.7 in San Diego, 99.5 FM in Ridgecrest and China Lake, California. Also in California, in Red Bluff and Redding on KFOI and Round Mountains, KKRN. Up in Oregon on the Central Coast on KYAQ, Cottage Grove's Queso, Eugene's KEPW. Lanchester, Pennsylvania's W News, Maui, Hawaii's KAKU, in Columbus, Ohio on WGRN, Palinville, New York's WLPP, Rochester, New York's WRFZ, down in New Orleans on WHIV, out in Gallup, New Mexico on KNIZ, Concord, New Hampshire's WNHN, Fayetteville, Arkansas's KPSQ, in Seattle on KODX, Richmond, Virginia's WRWK, Fairmont, West Virginia's WEFR, Janesville, Wisconsin's WADR, and Minneapolis, St. Paul's AM 950 KTNF. We also stream coast to coast and around the globe on the internet, even amid the riots, on the Progressive Voices channel, Netroots Radio, Radio for Humans, NicoleSandler.com, Radio Free Brooklyn, No Lies Radio, Detour Talk, Delmar FM, and most of your favorite podcast sites, blanketing planet Earth. I'm Brad Friedman, your friendly investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, muckraker, and all-around swell fellow, says me from bradblog.com. Delighted to be here with you today, live in Los Angeles. Allow me to start here with some news about what U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement shock troops are doing under the command of Donald Trump and his administration, which has apparently now ordered them to begin filling quotas of 3,000 arrests or more per day, whether those arrests are warranted or not, or if they're even of criminals, or even of U.S. citizens or not. As reported by The Guardian on Sunday, a U.S. marshal was detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE agents, in Arizona after being mistakenly identified as a man that agents were looking for, that according to a statement from the U.S. Marshals Service. The deputy marshal apparently, quote, fit the description of a subject being sought by ICE, and he was detained at a federal building in Tucson. Official said the deputy marshal detained by ICE was ultimately released after his identity was, quote, quickly confirmed by other law enforcement officers. The marshal service didn't say when the incident happened or who the deputy marshal was. ICE agents, as The Guardian notes, are under pressure from the White House to increase arrests. Last Tuesday, agents reportedly detained more than 2,200 people, the highest number of immigrant arrests in a single day in its history, according to reports. And of course, it didn't matter if they were following the rules because the Trump administration wants arrests, even if they turn out to be of federal marshals that ICE goons are rounding up in the hopes of meeting their quota.
That just happened to look like somebody that they might be looking for in a general direction of some kind of description that they have.
Hi, Desi Doyen.
Hi.
Are you keep an eye on? You got there might be ICE showing up right behind you. You look kind of suspect to me. That's all I'm saying.
Well, when they're trying to round up anybody and everybody they can find to meet their quotas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't even start with Wendell. Anyway, hundreds of people who were arrested last week had been enrolled in ICE's Alternative to Detention program, ATD program, that, according to three sources familiar with that arrest of a U.S. Marshal because he looked like someone that ICE was looking for. Under the ATD program, ICE releases undocumented immigrants who are not considered to be threats to the public and tracks them using ankle monitors, smartphone apps, along with periodic check-ins at ICE facilities. And many of those detained last week were reporting for their required periodic check-in, only to find themselves cuffed and thrown into lockup. Stephen Miller, the White House Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy and, yes, avowed hater of immigrants, reportedly told a meeting with ICE leadership last month that senior officials could be fired if they did not start making 3,000 arrests per day. Got to meet that quota. And now, with raids across the country, the administration appears to be moving away from arresting suspected gang members or those with criminal histories, and they're just moving on to a more generalized detention of any and all undocumented immigrants, whether they are documented or not, not to mention actual citizens, not to mention members of the U.S. Marshal Service who do not look quite American enough for this administration. Well, it was a beautiful, sunny and warm, but not too warm weekend out here in Los Angeles. I hope everyone here enjoyed it. And those of you elsewhere in our broad broadcast community across the nation and the globe, since we are syndicated nationwide and worldwide, I hope you all did the same. I mentioned L.A., of course, specifically today, however, and what a nice weekend it was here in the vast majority of the expansive LA city and county region, because depending on how much you watched cable TV or even regular TV or followed often wildly misleading social media sites, well, you might think that Los Angeles has become a war zone today. I assure you it has not. We saw a similar dynamic, not yet. We saw a similar dynamic earlier this year as when massive wildfires were kicked up during unusually warm, dry, and very windy conditions in largely two areas of the LA region. Those were horrific, horrific fires. They destroyed hundreds and hundreds of homes. One of them even kicked up near us in the Hollywood Hills area very briefly, resulting in a mandatory evacuation from where I live overnight with no more than 20 minutes warning or so. But even then, no, L.A. was not burning down, as it became clear to me that many in the country believed from watching news coverage. L.A. is just gone. That was not the case. A few large swaths definitely were. But L.A. was not a charred wasteland of disaster overall. It's huge, L.A. County. It takes about an hour, if there is no traffic, and there is always traffic, to drive from one end of the county to the other. Most folks survived just fine those fires, despite the horrific infernos in a few areas. And similarly, as folks around the country may have heard, perhaps even more than many of those of us who live in L.A., there was some largely peaceful demonstrations beginning on Friday and into the weekend in a couple of areas sparked by very public and ostentatious military-style raids on dangerous criminals who were sitting outside a Home Depot hoping for day work, usually in the construction or gardening business. And the anger of our communities towards those unnecessary raids of those hopeful gardeners and hopeful construction workers, those unnecessary raids, detentions, and presumably even deportation of many of these non-criminal migrant workers, well, some here lawfully or perhaps others not, those folks work, I guarantee you, harder than you and just about anybody you have ever known. Those are the people that these ICE goons are putting on their combat gear to round up out of the Home Depot parking lot. And so, yeah, there were demonstrations against that, but largely peaceful protests if disturbed by a few of the regular anarchists, frankly, that show up at these protests here in L.A. And by the way, we have protests not unlike this almost every other week in Los Angeles. Protests that are far worse than what we have seen over the past few days. This is what we do out here, whether cable news decides to pick up on those demonstrations or not. We close down a highway out here in Southern California every other day with a demonstration. Again, whether cable news picks that up or not, now they pick it up because the president of the United States really wants those outlets to do so, because the president of the United States in this case wants a fight. And as importantly, he really, really hopes the nation would stop speaking about what everyone in the country was speaking about last Friday, all day, all morning, all afternoon, all night on every channel until federal, heavily armored federal ICE officials began their raids, and then they began firing flashbangs and tear gas and other projectiles in hopes of frightening peaceful protesters and inflaming the minority who were not peaceful. But of course, as you may have noticed, almost nobody today is talking about what everybody and every news outlet was talking about on Friday. The embarrassing, if hilarious, news about Donald Trump and his bad breakup with Elon Musk, which included Musk's claims that the reason for the Trump administration refusing to release the Jeffrey Epstein files is because, what? Donald Trump is in them. Who could have guessed? Remember that story? The one that everyone, and I mean everyone in the country, was glued to throughout the day on Friday as the bickering between the two girls escalated throughout the day and night. Nobody's talking about that today, are they? Not since Trump's stormtroopers began firing flashbangs and tear gas and he announced an unprecedented deployment of National Guard troops to help quell protests that on any other day likely wouldn't have received much more than a few minutes of coverage on local news in this town, if that. On Saturday, in the week of Elon charging that Trump wouldn't be president if it wasn't for him, and Trump threatening to take away Musk's billions in government contracts, and Musk charging that Trump was not releasing the Epstein files because Trump was in them, all but charging Trump to be a pedophile, on the day after that, the Trump administration border czar Tom Homan told Fox News on Saturday that the National Guard would be deployed to Los Angeles County. President Donald Trump then announced the deployment of some 2,000 National Guard members in California, supposedly in response to the Los Angeles immigration protests. Trump signed a memorandum, quote, deploying 2,000 National Guardsmen to address the lawlessness in California as demonstrations opposing immigration and customs enforcement operations continued in the state on Saturday, even though the largest of the protests over the weekend in Paramount, a small, largely immigrant community about 30 minutes south of downtown L.A., was entirely done by the next morning. Following the president's unprecedented and perhaps even unlawful declaration, former Fox News host turned defense secretary Pete Hegseth said in a post on social media that the Defense Department was, quote, mobilizing the National Guard immediately to support federal law enforcement in Los Angeles. So that was announced, and he said, if the violence continues, quote, active duty Marines at Camp Pendleton will also be mobilized. Which, of course, if they were used against people on the streets of the United States, would be a blatant violation of the Posse Comitatus Act, barring the use of the U.S. military as a police force on American soil. Something which, by the way, neither National Guard members or certainly U.S. Marines are trained for. About an hour or so before showtime today, it is being reported that some 700 Marines are now being deployed to Los Angeles. Did I mention it was another beautiful day?
Yeah.
Des, have you seen any riots yet since we got on the air? You okay in there?
It's been a very quiet riot.
I see.
It must be.
Prior to all of that, California Governor Gavin Newsom said the federal government was moving to, quote, take over the California National Guard, calling the move, quote, purposely inflammatory and saying it will, quote, only escalate tension. Sounds about right to me. Newsom said clearly that local California authorities did not need any help from the feds. Thank you very much. Quote, LA authorities are able to access law enforcement assistance at a moment's notice, he said. We are in close coordination with the city and the county, and there is currently no unmet need, said the governor. The protests Saturday were centered in the city of Paramount following reports of an immigration raid occurring there. Great drive-in movie theater down there in Paramount. Those protests followed demonstrations on Friday that came in the wake of immigration enforcement operations at a number of locations across the city. Federal agents raided multiple workplaces in the Fashion District, you know, where all those criminals work to sew clothes together, and other areas like, yes, Home Depot parking lots, according to the ACLU of Southern California, leading to hundreds of people, including children, being detained by ICE agents at the federal building in downtown LA. Again, I'm guessing those children were not actually dangerous criminals, but what do I know? Large crowds then gathered near the federal building on Friday afternoon and evening, leading to some clashes with authorities. Videos of the protests on Saturday showed Border Patrol agents, federal Border Patrol agents, across the street from protesters, eventually firing projectiles at them. In Paramount, in a statement on social media, U.S. Border Patrol Chief Michael Banks said several arrests had been made on Saturday for alleged assaults on federal agents. One of them was the president of the union, SEIU, who was there to witness the goings-on. He was thrown to the ground, had to be hospitalized as he was arrested for witnessing what was happening. The LA County Sheriff's Department said its personnel responded to Paramount Boulevard on Saturday, where a large crowd was blocking the street. Sounds bad. The Sheriff's Department said in a statement on Saturday, quote, as deputies arrived, it appeared the federal law enforcement officers were in the area and that members of the public were gathering to protest. The Sheriff's Department, they said, was not involved in any federal law enforcement operations or actions and responded solely for traffic and crowd control management. The Sheriff's Department said it does not participate in any civil immigration enforcement activities or mass deportation sweeps. That is left to federal authorities. But the response to the protests had local and federal officials pointing fingers at each other. In a statement on Saturday, ICE acting director Todd Lyons faulted local officials, including LA Mayor Karen Bass and police, for their response to the situation on Friday evening. Lyons said, quote, as rioters attacked federal ICE and law enforcement officers on the LA streets, Mayor Bass took the side of chaos and lawlessness over law enforcement. The statement from the acting director of ICE went on to say, quote, our brave officers were vastly outnumbered as over 1,000 rioters surrounded and attacked a federal building. Excuse me.
Attacked?
Yeah.
Attacked the federal building?
They attacked the federal building.
What TV were they watching?
1,000 rioters. Now, of course, my understanding is that rioters outnumbering and surrounding and attacking federal law enforcement agencies and federal buildings was perfectly legal now after the president of the United States not only pardoned actually thousands of rioters for actually rioting and attacking law enforcement officers violently. Well, and his administration is actually considering paying those attackers, paying them back with restitution. So now the Trump administration is opposed to such things? Really? Why? even when it includes a handful of violent protesters. And as far as I know, no federal officials either dying in those attacks, much less more than 100 of them being sent to the hospital in critical condition after actually being attacked by Donald Trump's armed rioters at the U.S. Capitol. Remember that? Good to know. Good to know that's, I guess that's illegal again now. ICE claims that it took over 2 hours for LAPD to arrive to the scene downtown. The LAPD says they were there in less than an hour. They issued a statement denying the ICE director's claim, saying its response was delayed, if at all, in part because federal authorities had deployed chemical irritants into the crowd of protesters. Quote, contrary to the claim that the LAPD delayed its response for over 2 hours, our personnel mobilized and acted as swiftly as conditions safely allowed, the statement said. Our response time was impacted by significant traffic congestion, the presence of demonstrators, and notably, they said, by the fact that federal agents had deployed irritants into the crowd prior to LAPD's arrival. This, they said, created a hazardous environment for responding officers. They say they began dispersing the crowd, in fact, within 55 minutes of receiving the call, even overcoming all of that. Karen Bass condemned the ICE operation in her city, said, quote, as mayor of a proud city of immigrants who contribute to our city in so many ways, I'm deeply angered by what has taken place. These tactics sow terror in our communities and disrupt basic principles of safety in our city. She told ABC Los Angeles that neither she nor the LAPD were aware that ICE raids were going to happen at all, so they were unprepared to put resources in place ahead of time in case the inevitable and completely predictable demonstrations in protest came together, as they always do in L.A. That is what we do here, and if you had let L.A. officials know what was happening, well, they would have been prepared. In fact, they usually are overprepared. Shortly after 7 p.m., the LAPD declared an unlawful assembly, warned protesters that they risked being arrested if they remained in the area. Officers were seen lining the streets near the federal building and said in a social media posting by late Friday that officers had reported a, quote, small group of violent individuals throwing pieces of concrete. Once again, quote, once again, an unlawful assembly has been declared. You must leave the area. The LAPD said the use of less lethal munitions has been authorized by the incident commander. Again, this is what happens all the time. The Department of Homeland Security, however, issued a statement blaming Mayor Bass for the incident, charging, quote, ICE is not responsible for sowing a sense of terror. The protesters you enabled are. But, of course, it's not the mayor who enables protest. It is the U.S. Constitution, if you must know, for those of us who have actually read it. On Saturday, California Governor Gavin Newsom issued his own statement in response to Donald Trump unilaterally taking over the California National Guard to deploy 2,000 troops in L.A.'s streets against the wishes of both the mayor and the governor. The mayor said, quote, the federal government is moving to take over the California National Guard and deploy 2,000 soldiers. That move is purposely inflammatory and will only escalate tensions, the governor said. LA authorities are able to access law enforcement assistance at a moment's notice, he added. We, the state, are in close coordination with the city and the county, and there is currently no unmet need, he said. The Guard has been admirably serving L.A. throughout recovery from the wildfires, he noted. This is the wrong mission and will erode public trust, Newsom warned. He later went on to say that the Trump administration's move to federalize and deploy the state National Guard is being done not because of a legitimate need, but due to the desire for a, quote, spectacle. What was it that Elon Musk said about Trump and Jeffrey Epstein on Friday? I totally forgot. Quote, the federal government is taking over California's National Guard and deploying 2,000 soldiers in L.A., not because there is a shortage of law enforcement, but because they want a spectacle, the governor said on social media. Don't give them one, he added. Never use violence. Speak out peacefully. Said Vice President J.D. Vance on Elon Musk's social media website, quote, for the far-left rioters, some helpful advice. Peaceful protest is good. Rioting and obstructing justice is not. Did Vance make that clear before his administration ended up pardoning thousands of convicted far-right rioters who actually violently stormed the U.S. Capitol? Or is peaceful protest only a requirement for those protesting him and his administration? Is obstruction of justice only unlawful when it's what they consider to be justice, as opposed to, you know, what the Justice Department considered to be justice when they charged thousands of people who were found guilty by juries of their peers? The chair of the California Democratic Party, Rusty Hicks, had his own statement late on Saturday. He said Friday's raids were a, quote, purposeful provocation by the Trump administration. As to the president's right to federalize and deploy the California National Guard, his legal right, without the consent of the California governor, in fact, in defiance of the governor, who is otherwise in charge of the state militia, well, it's not the first time that Trump has activated the National Guard to quell protests. In 2020, he asked governors of several states to send troops to Washington, D.C. to respond to demonstrations that arose after George Floyd was killed by Minneapolis police officers. Many of the governors, he asked, agreed to do so. They sent troops to D.C. The governors that refused the request, they were allowed to do so, keeping their troops on home soil. He didn't overrule the governors at the time. Today, it was just remarkable. We played it at the top, but I think this is clip number six. Is this the press conference earlier today when he was asked about his 2020 remarks regarding why he didn't overrule governors back then when it came to the National Guard?
When you were talking about unrest in American cities, you said, quote, we have to go by the laws. We can't call in the National Guard unless we're requested by a governor. What changed now? Why is this situation different to not consult with Governor Newsom about this?
Well, the biggest change from that statement is we have an incompetent governor. So I talked about governors, but I didn't talk about he's an incompetent governor. Look at the job he's doing in California.
Yeah.
He's destroying one of our great states.
Really?
If I didn't get involved, if we didn't bring the guard in, and we would bring more in if we needed it, uh-huh, because we have to make sure there's going to be law and order.
Okay.
You had a disaster happening.
Okay. Thanks for that, Mr. President. We really appreciate it out here in California, where it's just a disaster. Dez, any riots broken out in there yet? Just yet?
No, nothing
still
yet.
Still good? Okay, let
still
me know.
Good.
Let me know. So the difference is the governor. You know, now we have an incompetent governor here in California, in Gavin Newsom. Back in 2020, we had the governor by the name of Gavin Newsom, the same governor. This time he's bringing in troops. He's in opposition to what Newsom wants. Now, generally, federal military forces are not allowed to carry out civilian law enforcement duties against U.S. citizens except in times of emergencies. Of course, that's one of the reasons why they're saying that it's a bunch of illegal immigrants who are rioting in Los Angeles. They've got to turn them into illegal immigrants in order to say, well, you know, we can't turn troops against U.S. citizens, but nobody said anything about illegal citizens. Illegal aliens, whatever they call them, idiots. But is there an emergency that requires federal troops in the street of L.A. right now, as would be allowed in certain emergency situations? Well, not from where I am sitting here in L.A. Again, beautiful day. An 18th century wartime law called the Insurrection Act Might want to get familiar with that one. It's the main legal mechanism that presidents can use in order to activate military or National Guard during times of rebellion and unrest. But Trump did not invoke the Insurrection Act, at least not yet. Instead, he relied on a similar federal law that is known as Title 10 authority, allowing the president to federalize National Guard troops under certain circumstances, placing Trump, not the governor, atop the chain of command. The National Guard serves both state and federal interests. Usually it operates under state command and control using state funding. Sometimes National Guard troops will be assigned by their state to serve federal missions as needed, remaining under state command but using federal funding. The law, in this case, cited by Trump's proclamation, places National Guard troops under federal command. The law says that can be done under, well, three circumstances: when the U.S. is invaded or in danger of invasion. That isn't happening. Not here in Los Angeles. When there is a rebellion or danger of rebellion against the authority of the United States government, well, that would be a stretch at best right now. Or when the president is unable to, quote, execute the laws of the United States with regular forces. But the law also says that orders for those purposes, quote, shall be issued through the governors of the states. Unquote. And that decidedly has not happened. Not here. Donald Trump did not ask the governor of California to issue that order to deploy the National Guard under federal command. And that has not happened, leaving the president's authority to lawfully activate the National Guard at this point much less than clear, which is why Newsom and the state of California and the administration on Monday morning filed suit against the federal government. Now, Steve Vladek, a professor at Georgetown University Law who specializes in military justice and national security law, he says that the National Guard troops cannot legally engage in ordinary law enforcement activities unless Trump first invokes the Insurrection Act, which he has not. Vladek wrote, there's nothing these troops will be allowed to do that, for example, the ICE officers against whom these protests have been directed could not do themselves. National Guard troops have been deployed for a variety of emergencies over the years, including the COVID pandemic, hurricanes, and other natural disasters. But generally, those deployments are carried out with the agreements of the governors of the responding states, or in the case where governors simply defiantly refuse to enforce laws, federal laws, to ensure public safety and keep the peace, or with the invocation of the Insurrection Act to quell actual riots, such as those in L.A., for example, across the city after the 1992 acquittal of white police officers who were videotaped beating black motorist Rodney King at the time. Erwin Chemerinsky, one of the nation's leading constitutional law scholars, said, quote, for the federal government to take over the California National Guard without the request of the governor to put down protests is truly chilling, he said. It is using the military domestically to stop dissent. Chemerinsky is the dean of the UC Berkeley School of Law. It certainly sends a message, he said, as to how this administration is going to respond to protests. It is frightening to see this done. He added, this is not to deny that some of the anti-ICE protests turned violent, but they were limited in size and there is no reason to believe that law enforcement could not control them. He said, in the context of everything that we have seen from the Trump administration's authoritarian actions, this recent action should make us even more afraid. Well, I disagree with Chemerinsky on that last part. I don't think we should be afraid. I don't think we should do an authoritarian like Donald Trump the honor of being afraid of him. If Chemerinsky is too lefty for you, how about Major General Randy Manner, the former acting vice chief of the National Guard Bureau? He told Fox News in a statement, quote, the president's federal deployment of the National Guard over the official wishes of a governor is bad. for all Americans concerned about freedom of speech and states' rights. Remember when Republicans used to pretend they could be concerned about freedom of speech and states' rights?
Oh, especially states' rights.
The governor has the authority, said Major General Manner, and the ability to respond to civil disturbances with law enforcement capabilities within his state. The governor does, augmented as necessary by requesting law enforcement assistance from other governors. There are over a million badged and trained members of law enforcement in this country for the governor to ask for help if he needs it. The major general went on to say that the Trump's order, quote, tramples the governor's rights and obligations to protect his people. This is an inappropriate use of the National Guard and is not warranted. And I don't know if I'm going to have time today, but if anybody wants to call in and tell me how wrong I am, how wrong all of this is, how free speech, how states' rights need to be trampled, well, my number is 818-985-KPFK if you are in our live Southern California listening area enjoying the day. If you'd like to call in and let us know about the riots outside your house, you can give us a call about that too. The president, quote, thinks he has a right to do anything, said Bernie Sanders on Sunday when he was asked about Trump's deployment of National Guard troops in California. Do we have that?
We have a president who was moving this country rapidly into authoritarianism. This guy wants all of the power. He does not believe in the Constitution. He does not believe in the rule of law. My understanding is that the governor of California, the mayor of the city of Los Angeles, did not request the National Guard, but he thinks he has a right to do anything he wants.
But perhaps most chilling is that Trump's declaration to send 2,000 troops here does not even mention California or Los Angeles in his Title 10 authority. He doesn't mention a specific state. He doesn't mention a specific city or even a specific so-called riot. He just says that he has the right to deploy national troops as he sees fit, to wherever he sees fit, whenever he sees fit, no matter what the governor or the local authorities have to say about it. So those of you in the rest of the country who may think, well, you know what, this is just California, it's LA's problem, think again. This could be coming to a city or a town near you. Trump has already laid what at least he believes is the groundwork to deploy military troops to your hometown, whether your hometown or state wants that or not. Now, of course, you may see things differently. So whether you're in L.A. or elsewhere around the country, and if you have any thoughts to add, I'd love to hear from you. If I can fit it in here, I still got more to get to, and I got to take a break momentarily. 818-985-5735 is my phone number. If you are in our live Southern California listening area or you're listening anywhere around the world via kpfk.org, give me a call, even if you'd prefer to discuss the thing that Donald Trump really, really would rather you not speak about today, what happened between him and Elon on Friday. 818-985-KPFK. In the meantime, late on Sunday, our friend Jake Soboroff at NBC News had a live interview with Governor Newsom after all of this. And after Tom Homan, Trump's so-called border czar, threatened to arrest the governor of California and the mayor of Los Angeles, to arrest them, which Trump endorsed, by the way, at the White House on Monday. I thought it was a very good interview, and it's a bit longer than we usually play in full on this program, but I think because it aired late on Sunday, and I think it was really, really good, as Newsom was unfazed and demonstrates very nicely, I think, how to stand up to bullies like Trump. I think that's well worth sharing today in full. So let's take a quick break. We will come back with that, and as I said, if you want to get in, our phone number is 818-985-KPFK. I'm Brad Friedman, and you are listening to The Bradcast.
Hi, this is Desi Doyen from the Green News Report and The Bradcast. What the public hears on the public airwaves matters. At The Bradcast, we do our best to bring you accurate news and analysis on the issues that actually matter, and we do it all independently without corporate or political influence. But we can't do it without you, now more than ever. Please help us stay on your public airwaves by going to bradblog.com/donate to help keep us going. That's bradblog.com/donate. And thanks. From the South Bay to the Valley, from the West Side to the East Side,
everybody very happy, because the sun is shining all the time. It's like another perfect day. It is. I love LA. I love it too. Welcome back. It's the Bradcast live in Los Angeles. I'm Brad Friedman. Thank you for sticking with us. I want to get to that. I want to get to those remarks very quickly from Gavin Newsom late last night. But very quickly, let me jump into a couple of quick phone calls here. I'm sorry, we'll have to be quick about it. Hey, Elizabeth in Los Angeles. Welcome to the Bradcast. Are you okay? How's the riots going there?
The riots are really crazy. Not being able to exit the city is unexplainable. I think it's important to be a part of the peaceful protest, I might add. Of course, we don't condemn violence. But in the city of Los Angeles, I think it's our constitutional right, whether somebody is legal or illegal. The moment a person, an individual, steps foot on U.S. soil, they are granted the rights for their constitutional rights. The First Ten Amendment, of course, being the first one, second and third, the right to protest. So I stand with the people of Los Angeles who do this correctly and by the book. We are a city of rebellion, and we definitely don't stand for the injustices by the President Donald J. Trump. It's unfortunate to see that the military and the Marines have to waste their services and aid to assist a very foolish and not very thought out plan by the president.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, well said, Elizabeth. I wish I had more time to continue with you, but I get your point, and I greatly appreciate it. Thank you for calling us today. All right, let me get to, I know there's some other folks we'll try to get to as well, but I do want to get in these comments from Gavin Newsom, because as I said, I think it gives you a good idea, of how to respond to Donald Trump, how to stand up to a bully. This was a late Sunday night, a day or so after the head of ICE, or the border czar, I guess, had threatened the arrest of the governor of California. NBC's Jake Soboroff spoke with Governor Gavin Newsom at a command center where officials were overseeing any remaining unrest that was still going on as of Sunday night. In what I believe was a very helpful interview on several fronts. So let's get to it. Jake Soboroff with Gavin Newsom on Sunday.
I'm inside the Emergency Operations Center run by the County of Los Angeles here with Governor Gavin Newsom. Governor, thanks for joining us live on MSNBC.
Good to be with you.
So this is, as I said, the Emergency Operations Center. I wonder how you would characterize the events that are unfolding in Los Angeles right now. Is it an emergency? Is it Fox News is calling it the L.A. riots? Is it a peaceful protest? What's happening? What are you seeing?
Well, I mean, look, Donald Trump has created the conditions you see on your TV tonight. He's exacerbated the conditions. He's, lit the proverbial match. He's putting fuel on this fire ever since he announced he was taking over the National Guard. An illegal act, an immoral act, an unconstitutional act, and we're going to test that theory with a lawsuit tomorrow.
Well, I was going to ask you that. Sorry to interrupt you, but Governor, so that's news. If you're going to sue the administration, tell me a little bit about it. Well, give us a preview of this lawsuit.
Well, under his executive order, it specifically notes, and under what the DOD did, is they had to coordinate with the governor of the state. They never coordinate with the governor of the state. I've worked with the National Guard. We've deployed the National Guard. We did 3,000+ folks have been doing logistics work and fire recovery work, and they're fighting the fires, the rattlesnake teams. We did the same back in George Floyd. We have no problem working collaboratively in a mutual aid system with local law enforcement, but there's a protocol, there's a process. He didn't care about that. And the worst part, he completely lied. He said in a tweet that everything's now safe, everything's fine. Is that the case, Mr. Trump? He said because he deployed the National Guard. The Guard hadn't even been deployed when he said this. It's Orwellian. Simply lying to people. Unconstitutional, illegal act, his mess. We're trying to clean it up.
You're saying that the President of the United States has made the situation on the ground here in Los Angeles less safe. What do you know about immigration enforcement today? Has there been any ICE raids in the city today? Are they coordinating with you on that at all? Are they giving you a heads up?
Of course they're not coordinating. That said, we were told in just a recent briefing just a few minutes ago there was small activity in the county and not in the city proper. But look, you made a point a moment ago. These images are unacceptable. These kids on the car, the folks that are taking advantage of this, these aren't peaceful protesters, a lot of these folks, a lot of great people out there doing the right thing. But you get these insurgent groups coming in, sort of these anarchists that are in there to create real problems. And they're just playing right into Donald Trump's hand. And they need to be called out. They need to be arrested. It is wrong to destroy other people's property. And it is wrong to create the conditions that only exacerbate this. But Donald Trump, at the end of the day, is the sponsor of these conditions.
Let me give you the opportunity. You mentioned that there are people out there causing mischief and mayhem. What's your message to those people who are out there tonight? Not the peaceful protesters that are out there protesting for the rights of immigrants, but for the people that are doing damage to buildings, to law enforcement out
there. Well, they're doing more than damage to buildings and to property. They're potentially damaging the very foundation of our republic, the democracy. Is in the balance. I mean, you're seeing these authoritarian tendencies now are being acted out by this administration. And we're case in point as it relates to nationalizing, federalizing the National Guard, threatening now to put in Marines. So I hope these people would pause and just consider. Now, some of them, they want that kind of chaos. Some ways, they're adjacent to where Donald Trump is. But the peaceful protesters, we want to keep them safe. We want them to exercise their fundamental rights. We want to keep those that are enforcing the laws in a respectful and responsible way also safe. But Donald Trump needs to pull back. He needs to stand down. Donald Trump is inflaming these conditions. This is Donald Trump's problem right now. And if he can't solve it, we will.
He continues to, as always, hit you hard publicly. Just 10 minutes ago, he put out another Truth Social telling you and the mayor to apologize to the people of Los Angeles. You guys go at it pretty hard publicly, but I know you talk privately. Have you spoken in the last couple of days to the president about any of this?
Yeah, we talked for almost 20 minutes, and this issue never came up. I mean, I kept trying to talk about L.A. He wanted to talk about all these other issues. We had a very decent conversation.
When was this?
This was late Friday night, about 1:30 plus his time.
After the protests had started.
After the protests. And he never once brought up the National Guard. He's a stone cold liar. He said he did. Stone cold liar. Never did. It was a very civil conversation. I've always wanted to approach engagement with the president of the United States in a respectful and responsible way. But there's no working with the president. There's only working for him. And I will never work for Donald Trump.
Did you mention at all to him in that phone call on Friday night the types of raids that were happening in your state on Friday? You know, there are reports that and video of enforcement operations happening in ways that they haven't traditionally. ICE officers going to Home Depots around Los Angeles and picking off day laborers. Did you bring that up with him?
The conversation started with the frame of what's happening in L.A. He immediately pivoted to other interests. And other things.
Do you think he was aware of what was happening in Los Angeles?
I'm more than aware. And obviously, he was setting this up to take these additional steps.
This was a setup.
I'm not saying he was setting things up. Not saying it was a setup. But clearly, they were in the process of moving to these next steps because out of nowhere, just a few hours after that conversation, he moves to pull the trigger. Under this construct under Title 10, and then created and exacerbated the conditions that are persisting today.
This is your authority normally to deploy the National Guard here. Right. You did it. We were together after the fires, and those National Guard troops have been out all across Los Angeles working to rebuild and recover this city. How did you find out that the President of the United States was going to usurp your authority and deploy your National Guard here in California?
I got a call from a staffer. No heads up whatsoever. And again, we're here to support local law enforcement. There's a mutual aid process. Local law enforcement had no needs. They were not requesting any additional resources. I've got 100 now. I have 175 CHP officers, technically trained officers, tactical teams, to address Donald Trump's mess. We are here to support local law enforcement, the sheriff's office, LAPD, but they didn't need that support. He made this up. This is a manufactured crisis in order to get under the tent to start to stretch credulity and to begin the process of moving inevitably towards a constitutional questioning crisis around posse comitatus. And it's, I think, inevitable. That's where he's going.
Tom Homan, the border czar, said to me yesterday he did not rule out literally arresting you,
yep,
nor Mayor Bass, yep, if you interfere in his words. He said you hadn't yet.
He's a tough guy. Why doesn't he do that? He knows where to find me. But you know what? Lay your hands off four-year-old girls that are trying to get educated. Lay your hands off these poor people. They're just trying to live their lives, man. Trying to live their lives, paying their taxes. Been here 10 years. The fear, the horror. The hell is this guy? Come after me, arrest me. Let's just get it over with. Tough guy. You know, I don't give a damn, but I care about my community. I care about this community. The hell are they doing? These guys need to grow up. They need to stop. And we need to push back. And I'm sorry to be so clear, but that kind of bloviating is exhausting. So, Tom, arrest me. Let's go.
The perception is there's a lot of theatrics happening out there. Mayor Bass told me that she spoke directly to Tom Homan. Has he reached out to you? Have you reached out to him?
No.
No communication whatsoever?
No, direct communication and back and forth with Susie Wiles and with the president in a phone conversation.
There obviously are pockets of violence out there on the streets. How concerning is the violence in Los Angeles tonight? How widespread is it, too? You're monitoring it.
Yeah, we're monitoring. I mean, I think that's self-evident. We're here with LAPD. We're here with mayor. We're here with the sheriff department, my National Guard that we're still working in command with, and others monitoring the situation in real time, providing whatever resources we possibly need. We're calling out the violence, period, full stop. It's wrong. And we're calling for the President of the United States to rescind his order so that he can clean up his own mess.
Stephen Miller, other people have used the word insurrection about the activity on the streets of Los Angeles.
Yeah, this is just, they're trying to incite violence. They're trying to impose the kind of rhetoric that only makes conditions worse, that quite literally put people's lives at risk. And they're intentionally and knowingly doing that.
All of this is about immigration enforcement and the type of well, go ahead, feel free to
No, I mean, I know, and I don't mean even to cut you off. I think it's about something much more. This is about authoritarian tendencies. Mm. This is about command and control. This is about power. This is about ego. My way or the highway. This is a consistent pattern of practice of recklessness. This guy has abandoned the core principles of this great democracy. He's threatening to go after judges he disagrees with, cut off funding to institutions of higher learning. He's on a cultural binge. He's rewriting history, censoring historical facts. I mean, this is something completely different. And this is part of that ongoing play that is unfolding in front of our eyes. It is a serious moment under the guise of immigration, but it's much deeper than that.
You know, I've reported with and about you throughout your tenure here. I've not seen you as angry as I feel like I've seen you here. Do you think that there's a way out of this? Where does this go from here?
He needs to stand down. The President of the United States needs to stand down. He needs to rescind this order. And we'll work together to clean up his mess.
Did he respond? You asked.
So that was Gavin Newsom with Jake Soboroff on NBC on Sunday night. There was a bit more. I will try to link over to that full interview when I post today's show at brandblog.com. We're running a little bit behind. My fault. Sorry about that. But the governor of California, charging essentially the president of the United States, is trying to incite violence with his deployment of federal troops to the streets of New York. And I would say to folks here in Los Angeles, don't take the bait. Peter writes in from the UK to say, hi guys, listening to you from the UK. What's happening with your authoritarian, delusional, narcissist president is frightening, desperately sad that Trump is making the mighty USA an international laughing stock. Trump's incapable of understanding that his undemocratic governance is fueling the violence seen on the streets of your fine city. That's from Peter in the UK. Thank you for that note, Peter. You can contact me. My email address is bradcast@bradblog.com. Do we have time very quickly for one more call? Let me get to it. Ellie in Long Beach. Hey, Ellie, how are the riots out there? Are you surviving the riots?
You know, I called because I keep hearing the word riot, and all I've seen was protests. I've seen riots before, and this ain't it. I mean, it just seems like such an inflation of what's actually going on. What I saw was community getting together and trying to protect each other. The other quick thing I wanted to add was for anybody going on the protests in L.A., I think it'd be really helpful to use an American flag to take back that branding from people who try to claim that, people are being un-American.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the real way to get that back and claim, no, this is what America was founded on. The community.
Yeah, that's actually a really good idea, Ellie. I actually saw someone else suggest that they should, the demonstrators should put red Make America Great hats on. That will keep them safe from federal authorities, won't it?
Thanks. Right? That's ridiculous.
Yes.
And hey, keep up the great work, Brad. I really look forward to hearing what you and the other members of the community have to say. I appreciate you, and good luck out there.
Thank you, Ellie. Be careful. We know it's
terribly
dangerous out there. All right, we got to get out. We ran. Oh, we're running right up to the button here. But again, put on your MAGA hat. That'll keep you safe while you're demonstrating against Donald Trump and his nonsense. But most importantly, don't take the bait, because that's all it is. He's trying to bait you. Don't fall for it. All right, we got to get out. My thanks to our producer, Desi Doyen, to our board operator today, Wendell Handy, and to all of you for spending a portion of your day or night with us. It is always an honor. It is always greatly appreciated. If you missed any portion of today's show or any other, you can download them all anytime for free at bradblog.com. As noted, you can drop me email. I'm bradcast@bradblog.com. And on the social medias, especially Blue Sky, you will find me at The Brad Blog. Follow me there. We will see you at all of the above. Until we see you here tomorrow, if we survive another night of riots. Oh, good Lord. I'm Brad Friedman. Good luck, world.
Listening to the Bradcast. We are 100% listener supported, thanks to listeners like you who drop by bradblog.com/donate.